Well, I must be alive because I can see you. How do you feel, Dad? Susan asks. I feel like a train wreck and my chest feels like a broken anvil. How long did all this take? Dad, it took 3.5 hours yesterday afternoon to give you a triple bypass and rotor-rooter your left carotid artery. Wow, I exclaim. I'm still breathing, so God must not be through with me yet. Susan smiles. Yes, you are. I'm glad you woke up outside of the iron lung thing, the breather behind you, because you were in that, and I was afraid that this would scare you when you woke up. Well, I never saw it, I say. Never saw anything. My name is Mark Evans, and this story begins in July 2015 with heart surgery and follows a pattern through human physical recovery effort, continuing with conventional marriage while exploring God's natural revelation. Many lifetime surprises point toward a God-given directive. Here comes the nurse. Mr. Evans, are you feeling any pain? I reply, well, it's all over me. Yes, I have pain all over, and I'm very sore through the middle of my chest. We can help relieve the pain now. So she increases the amount of morphine going into the IV temporarily, but the docs do not tell me that once I have awakened, the morphine will be greatly reduced. I'm trying to stay awake now and maybe talk to Susan about what is going on at the house. Susan relates that the house is full and that Kelvin and Stenny will be over within an hour. The nurse comments that she will be moving me around within an hour or so. I am happy to be alive but very sore and hope that recovery is not too onerous. My mouth is very, very dry. I drink some water through a straw. My tongue feels like a very old baseball glove that should have been thrown away, trashable since it's too worn with holes in it. Susan says, I hope that the nerve section that goes with the left side of your tongue is okay. I cautioned the doctors about this before the operation, and they all swore everything was fine. I don't know what you're talking about. I frown. Stick out your tongue, Susan says. It looks like your tongue doesn't want to come out straight, so it's related to stroke conditions. The nurse will have to look at this and inform us. I see the nurses are back. How good are my recovery chances? I ask. The nurse replies, you're fortunate, Mr. Evans. Your waist is less than 40 inches, so your chances of a near-normal life are good. That is really the single best indicator of all. Amazing, the same waist story gets repeated many times during my initial recovery, I know. Mr. Evans, we will know more about your tongue condition after you start to eat something. We will wait at least 4 hours before attempting to feed you. Is that going to be okay? I answer, oh goodness, yes. I couldn't eat anything now if I had to, but little sips of water are all that I want right now. Thanks. Hooray, here are Kelvin and Stenny. Kelvin smiles. You made it. They are telling me that you are a pretty strong guy. Well, maybe not strong, but at least strong-willed. Who is at the house? Hannah. All the grandkids. Is the house still there? I ask. Mostly. Well, take it easy on it, since it could be a little while for me to get back there. It hurts a lot, but I will be all right. All I have to have is determination, and I have plenty of determination with God's help. The nurse just came in again. Mr. Evans, she says, we're going to need to move you around a little. Let's see if you can get up and stand beside the bed. You have to be kidding, I frown. I can't even move, and I'm so sore. The nurse urges, saying, let's try it. We'll try it easily, and we got people to help hold you and catch you. Let's see if you can stand beside this bed by yourself. Okay, well, not too bad. See if you can squeeze my hand. Good. We'll go ahead and freshen up the bed while we're here, and you just stand here a little while. We got somebody to catch you so that you're not going to fall. So you will be okay.